Lili Nishmas of Kanimis Kamish Ben Reli Malach. Shamas Perak Yud Beis Mishnah Aleph. Habona Kama Yivna Be'e Chayiv. So building, how much does one have to build to be Chayiv? Why are we talking about Bona now? So the Taisi Santiv explains, because we just spoke about Hotzah, which was the last of the 39 Malachos, so the one that's right before it is Makab Patish. So we're going to discuss Makab Patish, but since Makab Patish is in the Binyan family, so first we're going to talk about Binyan being Bona, because that's more common. So how much does one have to be Bona? Habona Kol Shehu, any amount. Like the Gemara gives example, the Taisi Santiv explains, if a person, let's say, had some wood that was rotting, like a worm ate through some wood and there was a hole, so he would plug it up. So that's being Bona. And similarly, Vamisates, so this is like shaping stones or smoothing them out so you can use them to build. Vamakabe Patish. Now Makabe Patish, the way the Rav explains it here, was when people would build with stones after they would hew stones out of a mountain and they were finally ready to make that one last zetz to get that large stone detached from the mountain, they would smack the mountain or the stone with their hammer and it would break off and fall. And that was considered Makabe Patish. Now, this is not the case that we've discussed when we discussed the 39 Malachas. The Makabe Patish there, we discussed, was similar to what they had in the Mishkan, when they would hit the hammer to keep things into shape, when they were dealing with different metals, because they didn't use stones to build in the Mishkan. There were no stones in the Mishkan to build. The Taisi Santiv explains, and it's similar to what we've said when we were talking about cooking, baking, that the Mishnais will use things that are more relevant to us, which is the process of making bread. So Taisi Santiv explains, that's why we talk about things that are more relevant, because most people build with stones, more than building with gold and silver and things like that, and therefore that's the case that's used. Or the next case, you have a matzad. This is using an adze, A-D-Z-E. It's a hooked axe, and it's used to chop through wood like that. So if one uses that, I guess, chop wood. Hakideach. Also, if a person makes a hole through something, purposely. Kol shehu chayiv. All these cases, even a small amount is chayiv. Zeh haklal. Kol ha'isa malacha malachto miskayemis b'shabbos chayiv. Any person that does a malacha, and the malacha is miskayim b'shabbos the same way that it is, that you wouldn't need to add any more to this malacha, that it's possible that many people would make a hole like this, where they wouldn't need to this particular improvement that you're doing, they wouldn't need to add on to it. So you would be chayiv. Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel omer af hamakeh bekornas al hasod, and even a person that strikes the hammer onto plaster, b'shas malacha, he's not doing it to build on the plaster. He wants to smooth out his hammer so that when he starts knocking on the wood, the hammer will be smooth and it won't cut through the wood or break the wood with a bad angle or a non-smooth part of the hammer. So he smooths out the hammer, b'shas malacha chai, b'nei shukim misakin malacha, because even though he's not fixing the item that he's working on, which is the wood or things like that, since he's preparing himself and he's being misakin himself for the malacha itself, he'd be chayiv, according to Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. And the Rav says the halacha is not like Rav Shimon ben Gamliel.